Blog Talk Radio.
Let Low Productions, D. Floyd, my baby, Sweet Lettucey, awesome go-go soul. Let's go, girl. Yeah! Come on!
This life can make me so confused, but it's alright.
It's alright.
Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right.
Come on!
I just wanna run and hide.
Yeah!
But I don't have the time to cry, and it's alright.
Through and true.
We're going to go through it, and we ain't talking nothing but the truth.
All right.
Y'all get it? We're going to go through it, and we ain't talking nothing but the truth.
Yeah,
I know what I'm talking about. Your boy is hype. Your boy is hype. Okay? First of all, I want to thank everyone who found it in their heart to drop that prayer. Hey, man, God's good, man. God is good. He's able. He's true. And every great accolade that I can give him, it ain't enough, because he is what he says he is in his word. And I enjoy and appreciate him. I appreciate you guys. People say, oh, man, it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. Once you make the necessary changes, it's going to do this and it's going to do that. Well, I serve a God who what is going to do or be in people's mind ain't nothing to him. Yeah, I'm talking about it ain't nothing to him. He said, join me and watch what I do. You know what I mean? So, hey, listen, I'm so grateful for you guys calling in. I'm so grateful for the 2 hours that you're giving up every Tuesday and Thursday, okay? Let me get that in there. I want you all to know that from the beginning to the middle to the end, I appreciate you. All right, on this Through and True Thursday episode, we will discuss the part 3 competition of this Wednesday's Masters Tournament, the part 3. We're going to get into that. We're going to take a look at the NBA division leaders. Also, I want us to really, talk about who's looking poised to take this NBA championship. The Larry O'Brien is going to someone, and I want to know who you guys think is going to go to. We're going to take a minute to talk the latest NFL draft news and rumors and much more. Now, Chris had me Tuesday, y'all, because that was part of the reason why the show went off the script, because Chris told me about that trade that Washington can possibly be involved with. And I love it. I spent all Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, looking it up and seeing what they're saying, and it's true. It is true. There's a rumor out that Washington may be trading that number 2 pick. Now, a lot of people are still saying Jaden Daniels is coming, but, hey, listen, I won't know anything until it's actually done, if y'all get what I'm saying.
Right.
Kel's Corner, we're keeping it real, is our only real, through and true. You know what I mean?
Now I'm talking about.
Y'all know you can join the conversation each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. The number to call is 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number to call. All right, all right. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick pause for the calls. Let's bring a little Lenny in the situation. Let's bring a little Lenny. Again, 563-999-3782 is the number to call. Let's see what Lenny talking about.
I wish that I could fly,
Hey, I'd like to say happy past day some ghosts to your dog. You know, I'm saying spreading love to all the, you know, pet owners all around the world. You know, I love my cat, dogs, all like snakes. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? Happy Pet Day, man. I'm checking out this golf thing myself. It's going to be a marathon because, you know, it's a four-day event. So I guess Tiger Woods is 17 under right now. So, if they say there's two, I think it's two people tied for third. Fifth right now. It's gonna be a long journey right now. It'll be a long journey. You gotta wait till Sunday to see who the winner is.
Yeah. Well, Tiger is actually at even par right now. So
even par, okay.
He's at even par right now. Like Ted said, DeChambeau is -7. Scheffler -4. Willett -4. And Zalatoris is at -4 right now. Fitzpatrick is 5th at -3. So, yeah, man, listen. For what we've seen from Tiger the past couple of matches, I'm okay with him being at even. And he's only on the four pole. So, you know, I am for one hoping for some Tiger magic out there. You know, I want to see him do this thing for real. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, because only way I feel as though, you know, you can come back, you're going to have a good Saturday. Friday, he's probably going to be like 3 under, but he's going to have a good Saturday. As you stated earlier, there is somebody who's got, what, 6 holding one? Was it 6?
And at the 3 competition, there were 5 players.
5.
Who hit a hole in one on that par 3 competition, and that has not been done. I mean, man, they didn't even know when it was the last time that has happened. So that's a good thing. The tournament is starting out on a good foot. When you have players, you know, on the par 3 hitting hole in one. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Every year, baseball starts, I get excited. The Masters come around, I'm revved up. But then we got the basketball NBA championship NBA playoffs about to kick off on the 20th. So it's just like, right now, this time of year, and hockey as well. You know, got the hockey championship coming as well. So, I mean, man, it's a great time to be a sports fan. And, you know, like right now, right, I'm watching the Masters and just that course, man. Like I was telling you guys on Tuesday, it's just the look of that course. It's just so beautiful. And, I mean, courses are the best land there is. But it's just, you know, the way that these courses are put together and how things look, man, it's just great. It's just great, you know. They're showing Koepka. He's at a +1 right now. You know, and Koepka is one of the guys that has been dubbed somebody to watch. So, you know, hey, man, you never know what is what with this golf, man. You don't ever. One can just, and you know what? Seriously, this is another thing about this time of the year. You never know who in baseball is going to take that step up. You never know who in basketball will hoist that Larry O'Brien. And with the Masters, you never know who is going to win that tournament. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, yeah, well, Tiger finna hit now. But like you say, if it were like 007 say, you know, Tiger got to definitely have a great Saturday, because he might, you know, do okay and be sneak. I hope he break even at least. But he was minus one, but I saw that putt before that, and it didn't look good at all, you know. And like I was saying the other day, he can either go left, or, you know, have a bad one, or he can, you know, pull out some Tiger magic, you know. So let's hope he, you know, can get it and just make it through this first day. And like 007 say, you know, have a great Saturday. Let's make it through these first 2 days and make the cut. Mm-hmm. Let's make the cut. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's
exactly.
Make the, you know,
make the cut. With no injuries. No one going into the third of a playing with injuries. Now, I know that's a lot to ask with everything that he's been through here lately. It's a lot to ask for no injuries, but if anybody can do it, I feel Tiger can. I feel the Tiger can. I hit it too short. But, hey, it's 4 days. Like we said, it's 4 days, and we never know what's going to come about. But I wanted to say this about the Par 3 competition. It was great to see that golf has found a way to involve its future. You know, we know the eyes that are on the Masters tournament and everything else involving the tournament. So to see these children getting some TV time in their play, it was great to me, man. It was great to me. And you know, I know, and my buddies tell me all the time, the older I get, the more sentimental I get about things, the more I appreciate things that I normally wouldn't even pay attention to. And Koepka had his baby. I mean, that little youngin' could be no more than maybe 1 year old, or 10 months or something like that. And it was funny how Koepka kept trying to get him to hold the putter to put the ball in, and he kept fighting with him his way. And it reminded me of me when I first stepped on the course, on the golf course in Georgia, and the guys were like, "No, man, you hold the club like this. What are you doing?" And I was just thinking, I was like, man, what if I would have started playing and love for the game at that age?
I don't brought good journeys. I brought some plastic clubs and stuff, little kitty stuff, about maybe a couple of years ago. You know, so I've been trying to, you know, get the things exposed to and stuff. So, man, hey, like I say, they you know why they expose their kids, and that it's easy and you get paid. You know what I'm saying? So you get a scholarship for just hitting a little white ball in the cup. So I'm like, babe, I'm hoping she catch on to it, but as she get older, you know, I'm going to take it to the golf range and all that stuff and let her see it, you know. So,
There you go. Exposure is the key. You know, give your kid exposure. I can't say it enough. That is the key. All right, John, take another call. 1-1-1-1-1-1. You're on the corner.
Thank y'all. Boom like a man.
Hey, I'm on the call, but man, the wind blowing crazy down here, man. I don't know if it's gonna mess up the sound, but Kel, what up? What up, to
what's up?
Who else is on the show
what's
today?
Up, bro?
I'm just getting in. I ain't know.
Kid 007 and Brother Kirby.
Oh, what up, Ted? What up, 007? What up, Kirby?
What's going on? What's going on there? Mr. Nah, is that right?
Yes,
sir. We had a caller from Chicago on Tuesday and I swear his voice, certain things he said sounded like you to me, you know.
There's a lot of imitators out there, man. There's only one, but there's a lot of imitators out there, Kevin. You got to understand
that.
Hey.
He's official. See, that's why we say you sound like you, because you're official, he's official. You know, we wouldn't get that moniker unless it was official, you know.
I'm not J. Cole. I fight everything, all the way down to the petty end.
I mean, hey, you supposed to. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but I finally got my brother-in-law to call in, you know, from Shy. Because, you know, y'all be teaming me up with this Washington Redskins situation. So, you know, I had to give me some bag up.
Go get me back up. But, did you have a chance to watch the three competition? And I know it's windy in there because I'm looking at these flags at Augusta, man, and they are going crazy.
I'm glad you asked me about that, man. So if we talk Augusta, remember, they wouldn't let me in there unless I was serving something. That's the people we're talking about. So I would be careful about saying that we need to get our young folks around some of them. Because let's be honest about that Augusta crowd, man. These are people on their fourth divorce, typically, not very family-oriented. These people like to gamble and drink and eat these terrible pimento cheese sandwiches. I don't think we should be supporting these folks. And then let's add on this to rest in peace to the Juice. You know, he passed away today, and it's kind of it's kind of ironic that we're talking about an athlete who had similar, let's say, a political strategy about their career in one Mr. Elder. So I was just in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. You kicking it now. I knew you was gonna bring the heat.
I heard about the Juice earlier today. I went on Facebook and put my little tribute up and everything. And if anything, I'm going to say to you, brothers, go and get your prostates checked out. Make sure everything is what it's supposed to be. And you know, I look at it like this. All I got to do is go to the doctor and find out what's going on. Stay around. Stay healthy. That's a minor task. That is a minor task. And I feel like we owe our families. We owe our families to go and get that checkup done when we can. You know, I feel like we owe it to the people we love.
And that's real talk because I just recently went to the doctor Tuesday, okay, and they did, I hope it's all men on here, but I'm going to keep it real. They did the microscope, you know, through my penis, okay, because I was having blood coming out my urine, so they wanted to see where it was coming from. So they finally found out that it was coming from my prostate. So, but before I had my prostate checked, you know, through the regular way as far as, and I, you know, my doctor told me it was a little swollen and that was that. She gave me somewhat pills, but it didn't do anything. And so, like I said, and that was like about a year ago, but then I had it checked again, like when I went to the hospital care and they didn't say nothing. Also, you know, when I told you that doctor, when I went about a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so this, I say that to say that just the finger thing, this was not telling, you know, because some doctors miss it or whatever, and then you can only tell from the backside, you know, because if you're having trouble pushing out your urine and stuff and this and that, you need to really go get a, you know, check through it and stuff. Go to your urologist and find out, and you might have to get that scope. They'll numb you up and stuff and all that, but you can really find out. So like I said, I found out that mine is in not good shape, you know, but instead of do some operation first, he's going to give me a different type of pill and see if that will shrink it and work. So, you know,
that's what it's all about. Catching stuff early and getting it done. All right, let's bring our man Curb in here. What's up, Curbster?
Hey, everybody. You talk about golf. What I heard was Kel and 007, when they go play golf, they take an extra pair of pants just in case they get a hole in one.
Okay.
No, I hope not.
I'm leaving that all the way alone. I'm leaving that one all the way alone.
But I feel
oh my goodness! I just saw something I never seen, y'all. I just saw something I've never seen. The golfer skim the ball over the water and got on the green, made a turn, and first of all, skimming it over the water. I've actually never seen that in any tournament whatsoever. But this golfer played the water as if it was if it was the fairway. Got on the green, the ball circled around and went in the hole. I cannot believe that. I told y'all we were in for some never before seen, and I guarantee it. Don't worry, that y'all gonna be on SportsCenter.
Hold on. They were showing it in the practice round. That's what they do on that hole that you're talking about. I don't know if it's a six hole or whatever, but on one of them holes, that's what they do on practice round. I don't know if it's the sixth or the 16th, but it's something with a six, and they skip it on there, and that was the thing. Whoever first started it, that's what they do on practice round. And they show. I seen it earlier. I didn't see it in the as far as the match play. As you might have just saw, but I saw them do it, like I say again, in the practice round.
They did it.
So yeah, that's something that they do. But like skipping a rock, you know.
Exactly. That's what it reminds me of, skipping the rock when I was a child. Skipping the rock across the lake and we betting to see who gonna skip the most when we throw it, and we bet stuff like the who gets an extra piece of chicken or the biggest piece of dessert or whatever, you know, man. But hey, Tommy, who do you see taking this tournament? DeChambeau is ahead right now at a -7, and the closest golfer to him is Scheffler at a -4. So who do you see taking it, man? You with me, Kirby?
Yeah, I don't know. I like Tiger. I'm pulling for Tiger Woods because he's having to do a lot of rehab with his leg and everything, you know, which is critical to golf. You know, your stance and everything depends on whether you hook it or slice it or the ball goes straight, you know. So it's just I'm going to watch it. But what's on my mind is the passing of O.J. Simpson. And it really offends me that people want to bring up negative stuff when a person passed away, because let's just remember him as a running back for the Buffalo Bills and his football accomplishments and there in the booth, you know, the broadcasting and all that. You know, we don't need to go back through all this the Jeep, Bronco chase and all the court thing and everything else, you know, about the tragedies and stuff. But they just want to, you know, my God took a murderer and a thief with him to heaven the same time he passed away, you know, because, I mean, you know, we all fall short, all right? We all fall short. And you don't know whether or not Simpson got right with our Lord and Savior before he passed away, you know? Let him rest in peace. Let's just let him rest in peace, okay? Let's don't be...
Because he's found not guilty anyway. I mean, I don't know what happened, but in court of law, he found that guilty. I'm with you,
cuz.
Yeah.
Well, he was acquitted, and then they got him on the civil case because they tried to get something, you know. But I'm sorry. I agree with Kirby, like you say. You know, who's going against him. You know, who wish he was dead, because I heard some people saying that, but. You know, you got some generations that don't know about it, and they just celebrate him as far as being a football player. And one guy was mentioned just seeing him, you know, doing a Hearst commercial when he was a kid, you know. So he's going to remember him you know.
Y'all leaving out one of the best parts of his life. No, the Naked Gun, the movie Naked Gun, man, he's brilliant in
Airplane was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, but I think he just said, rest in peace.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. We'll go back to Tiger Woods. What do you think about him saying that he was going to give up sex to play this match? Did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I didn't tell. That's why I asked you. What you think about
it? He said he's going to keep his manhood in his pants so he can play this match. So, to me, I'm looking at it like... are you saying that is what happened to you in all your past few matches? Are you saying we put too much time and energy into your injuries? It was more of a sexual problem? I mean, what exactly are you saying to us by saying that?
Kel, I would say you need to run down that quote and see if you can find anywhere in black and white where he directly made that quote. Because a lot of times these aggregators, somebody comes up with some idea, and before you know it, because of social media, it spreads around, and it comes down to it, you find out the guy never actually said that direct quote. As far as OJ, like we said when I first came in, you know, rest in peace to the brother. But as far as eulogizing or speaking about somebody after they pass, that's up to anybody's own discretion. If you feel like a person deserves being taken to task, speak on it. If you feel like, as Kirby said, you know, you just speak on the bill with somebody, then do that. But it's up to everybody's individual choice on that, man. Point blank, period, man. There's going to be much worse folks than that. And, you know, it's up to you whether you're going to have a word or not.
Yeah. Well, like you say, we know God. We don't have no heaven or hell to put him in. And definitely God forgives any sin you do. Like you say, I mean, he took Saul of Tarsus and turned him into Paul. He was a murderer of he slayed Christians. So, yeah, but that's enough. I ain't going to teach no more. So, but he will forgive you. So, like you say, we don't know. So, rest in peace, and, you know, to his family. Because, like you say, he did have a family. He had grandkids. He had, you know, children. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure they feel, you know, hurt and bitter and
you know, well, pain. So. And my two cents on that, yes, we all have an opinion, but we also all don't have a heaven or hell to send anyone to. So you can speak what it is you feel, you know, because on the other side of that, like Ted just said, those people, Nicole Simpson and a gentleman, had family too, you know, and I'm sure if you talk to them, you will get a completely different opinion about the situation. So, and they're entitled. They are entitled to say what it is they think and whatever, and nobody has a right to tell them they're wrong. That's one of the biggest complaints that I have about the society that we live in. You know, people think that they can say whatever they want to say or do whatever they want to do, be whomever they want to be, but I'm not allowed to express my opinion. I'm not allowed to say, well, that made me feel like this. I think that is so wrong. I think that is so far human being. You know, we all were equipped with feelings and things of this nature. To say that somebody is wrong for how they feel, they could be going off a situation that personally hurt them with one of their family members or whatever. So no one's allowed to that someone is wrong for this or that. And in my moniker, I say it all the time, Kill the Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. That doesn't mean that wrong or right. Doesn't mean that I say to you, even as the host here, that doesn't mean that I can say, nah, bruh, your feelings on that ain't right. You should feel this and you should feel that. No, because what I'm talking about are human beings, and every human has his own feelings and a right to communicate them, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, you know. So I'm going to say rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. I hope that you got the things right that needed to get right before you left this earth. Hey, it's that man above that got straight and get everything right, you know.
Right, right. And Kel, I would recommend everybody check out that ESPN 30 for 30 on O.J. Simpson. It's a five-part doc, the best documentary they've ever done. It's really good. Gives you an idea about L.A., the time period of O.J.'s prime life as a football player and also his life after. But, yeah, check out that documentary. To me, that'd be a good way of not only remembering the dude, but also understanding the dude. You get a lot of context there.
Great.
Well, that's a great point. I got to go, guys. I'm here at the VA, so I'll catch you later.
Brother, I hope everything turns out good. Tell those nurses, I said, just rub the back of your neck. You'll be all right. All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to jump into the NBA. Yay, I'm ready for that one. I am ready for that one. Okay, 563-999-3782.
My Boricuas in the house too now. Yeah. What's up, Tia? How you doing, baby?
Y'all, forgive me. Forgive me. I don't want that. This is what I want. Yeah, baby. Come on, let it rip.
Take him over that edge, man. And as far as Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis got to play more better defense, man. I saw him the other day before he hurt his ankle in the game before that, man. He doesn't close out, man. You know, like I tell you, he can get you some blocks when they write at him, you know, this and that. But as far as really playing defense, closing out, and when they play Boston, he was sticking the short man instead of sticking Tatum. You know, I'm like, man, why are you not sticking Tatum? You post, like I said, like we always talked about, man, back in the matchup, he's back up matchup against the best player against the best player. You take on that challenge. You know, so why are you going to send a way shorter man on Tatum and you supposed to be the man? You got him. And he was sticking Jrue Holiday some and sticking somebody else that was out there that, that was short. But his bottom line, he wasn't sticking Tatum. And then he didn't close out a lot. He missed a lot of assignments. Okay. And then the next game, he hurt himself. So he has to stay healthy, too. Doc, I got confidence. I think Doc's a good coach. And like I say, the players have to play. You know, Doc can't go play defense long. Doc can't shoot for them, you know. I know he's encouraging them. I know he's telling them this and that, you know. But, hey, you got to play defense. That's what's going to win that. But as far as, I don't know, as far as West, Denver still, they say they lost something. Their bench ain't as strong as it was, but they didn't use Reggie Jackson really last year. So now when they lost Brown, they're bringing Reggie Jackson in. And then that Bron, he's playing more of a role also now. So and Michael Porter Jr., he's shooting that ball good now. And what's his name playing good? Gordon and Jokic is Jokic. And Murray, is if he's healthy, he's playing good too. Denver, and they got a good coach. So I think Denver, man, you got to watch out for Denver. Denver beat Minnesota the other night. So, but also Anthony Towns wasn't there, but I don't think it made much difference too much. It, you know, not in a seven-game series.
Yes. What if Bucks? What if the Bucks are more dependent on Portis and Beverly than they are Giannis right now? Does that change your mindset or your outlook as far as Milwaukee goes?
Well, yeah, they need Portis in there. They need to put that dog, them two dogs up in there to press that, put that pressure on there. You know, and Dame got to get out of his feeler. Like I told you that situation, you're going to tell Doc that, you know, he ain't never been pulled out for offensive defense purpose, you know. Don't do that again. No, I'm coaching this team, and I'm going to show you this film why I did it. Because, like I said, the next game, man, Austin Reeves ate him up. You know what I mean? So, dude, don't tell me how to coach my team. And this is we talk, if you about winning, this is what it is. It ain't the first, you know, this is might be the first time for you happening because you were the new coach and with a new team. And this is what I see. This is why we got Patrick Beverly, you know, for that.
Hey, can I make a statement off this? I don't understand how Doc Rivers is the coach of an all-star game or where he come from. This guy just fell to game 7 against the Boston Celtics. How he sneaking the all-star game, I don't know. And I think the team had got worse when he got there. I don't know why they gave up on the first coach in the first place. I'm mind boggled off that. Then on second, I see the Bucks and the Celtics game, and you mean to tell me there's 2 free throw attempts in the game? Somebody got money on that. That brings me to the Knicks. I got the Knicks going to the finals. I like the Knicks this year more than any year because of Jalen Brunson, who happened to break Bernard King's and Patrick Ewing record for two straight 40-point games. So I like the Knicks, and I like the Timberwolves in the finals. That's my pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
First, let me let me address one thing. Doc was a Giannis choice. The Bucks wanted to get rid of Giannis' brother. And Giannis was like, no. So the coach posed that, and Giannis, he's out the picture. We don't need him. We don't need him. So that was more of a, and Giannis is a part of the team, so I'm going to say that was more of a team decision than now. Once management realized that the team didn't want the coach anymore, they went on and made their move. I hear what you're saying about Doc and being the all-star coach, but his team was in number one in the East. So that's why he became the all-star coach, because his team was in number one. Remember, we were all – well, you don't remember because you've been MIA 007. But we talked about the fact that, you know, recalling a team, firing a coach who has held them in the top five. We talked about that, and I think you've been a little hard when it comes to Doc. He's shown me just by putting Portis and Beverly on that court at the same time. Bruh, that was a master move, because Portis is giving you defense and offense, and Beverly is confusing the hell out of anybody he's playing against. So that it took a smart coach to realize that. He's like, man, we got these dudes on the bench. We need to play them. We need to play them. I think people will be a little more happy with Doc before it's all over with. Come on, bro.
Like you say, they lost respect for Adrian. They didn't really respect, because he's a young coach also, you know, and like you say, with that situation with Giannis. And then you had Dame that just came in there. So, and then also he wasn't playing Portis. Why you think, you know, right. I don't know what was the rift with that. You know, they had issues, you know, also.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
And like you say, 007, let me be the first now as far as Doc. Now, I'll be the first to give him praise and also to criticize him, you know, because Doc raised me. I grew up with Doc. He raised me, you know, and in turn raised Mike Finley, you know. So I know he knows basketball. That's why I learned how to play basketball from, okay, from grade school and high school. But anyway, like I say, he done lost in seven games, things, but you got to look at some situations might have been injuries and this and that. But also say, some situations he might have didn't make the right pull as far as pulling the right player or putting the right person in, you know what I mean? And then because I say that against L.A., when they went against L.A., I don't know if the first or second one they beat, when Kobe and them beat him, when they went, Doc go to L.A., he's wearing a purple tie. I'm like, oh, you're going to lose already. And then he didn't put Mike Finley in there, because when Mike, that was Mike's last team he played with after San Antonio, because he won that championship with San Antonio and stuff. Dallas. And then, he didn't play him. He was on Boston bench. I'm like, man, y'all need something. I mean, you got a homeboy right there. Bring him out there. Let him get his last hurrah. You need some little energy. But anyway, they lost that series. Kobe went and got one. So I fought Doc on that with that Celtics loss. But like I said, in other games, you know, you got to look at some injuries that he had, you know. And he's not the only coach that lost game seven, but he might have lost more. But also you got to say he's won a championship. So he has that energy.
I have a question after that. If he doesn't take the Milwaukee Bucks to the championship and win, Don't you think that's a bust?
If they don't take a championship this year?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, you got a new team. You got a whole new team that you're trying to put together. Then, like I said, you put everybody in and out. Giannis out now, you know, and I don't know. If they don't win it this year, it's a bust. You got to get. I think you got to give them at least another year to two years to see. And also they had a Milwaukee because, you remember, he went to Marquette, you know, so that's in Milwaukee. That's up that way, so he's familiar with that area. And he pressed you from Shy. That ain't nothing but up the highway.
Maybe it's just me being mad that the previous coach got let go of that job. And this is why I'm like, expectation for the dog. He has to bring that championship to Milwaukee. And maybe I feel a little better.
They got to play defense.
You know what, 57? I mean, you know what, 007?
Don't do that.
You got a lot of people who are blaming Doc and saying that they're upset with Doc because they love Giannis. And they don't want to put the blame where it should. Everyone knows. Everybody knows that Giannis was the reason that the coach is gone. Everybody knows that, you know, and nobody wants. Everybody loves Giannis. His spirit, skill set, you know, and he's a nice guy. He's one of the NBA good guys. So, and then, you know, like I said a few weeks ago, I watched that documentary on Giannis. Made me fall in love with the man even more. To see what he allowed himself to become and what his motivation was. It was a great story. It was a great story. So a lot of people are on Giannis is a good dude. Couldn't be Giannis. Giannis, like Ted said, hurt more this season than any season before. So that's something that you have to take in consideration. And then Giannis is the type of player, when he comes back to the team, everyone adjusts their game. Because Giannis is going to take up the middle. You know, I've even seen Giannis try to play in a point guard capacity a couple of games. So it's when you look at the situation itself, you have to look with the honest eye. You have to look with the honest eye. Yes, the players on the floor are the ones that you have to apply most of your thoughts to when it comes to right or wrong. But I think that people just have not given a fair chance to Doc over the fact that he was hired to a number one team. And there's no say in that team would have remained number one if they'd have kept their coach, if they would be right where they are now, if they'd have kept their coach. We don't know that. We don't know that at all.
Good point.
But when the players turn on you and refuse to play for you as a coach, you're done, period. Like, there's no coming back from that. When the players either don't believe in you as a strategist with that clipboard in your hand, or they don't respect you as an authority figure, you're done. Now, we've seen NBA coaches, you know, for years that happen where you just lost the locker room and it's a wrap for you. But if Giannis comes back healthy, they got just as good of a shot as Boston does in order to be the number one team coming out of the East. But if Giannis comes back and is limited, then, you know, they probably got no shot. But every year for Milwaukee that Giannis is there for the rest of his career, it's championship or bust. That's why you made the trade for Dame. That's why you added some of these expensive, you know, bench players that you have, because the idea is you're going for a chip. With Boston, mm-hmm. Boston's the best team in the league, as we've all seen by their record and how much they win by all of the time. The problem is the chink in the armor with them is Jason Tatum late-game situations. He doesn't finish
yes,
well.
Sir.
He doesn't close out games in a way that a superstar of his status should. So people think that's something that makes them vulnerable. As far as the Knicks, I think the Knicks are a great regular season story. Salute to them for making that fan base happy. But this looks like a Tibbs special, man. He's playing guys
right.
40 minutes a night. When these playoffs start, if they get the wrong matchup, they could get sent home early. Brunson has been amazing this year. He's a much better player than anybody ever thought he was. So the Knicks had a beautiful season, but do I see them as a contender? Nah, man, I just see them as a really try-hard, hard-working group that's getting the most out of their talent. Now, in the West, things are different in the West because we got Denver and Minnesota at the top. They're the best teams, but you got some dangerous play-in teams. You got the Lakers and the Warriors who can upset somebody and mess up somebody's season. Now, neither one of them is going to win the chip or go to the finals, but they can mess up your stuff. And when you got a team like OKC in Minnesota who's never done it before with a lot of young guys, that's a scary kind of proposition where you run into some veterans and, you know, they just mess your season up. So I can't wait, man. It's going to be interesting.
And that's true talk. That's true talk. Like you say, Tatum does not close out well. But I just don't think that coach is the one. And Minnesota, if they get Anthony Towns back and he plays right, you know, they can be dangerous.
He's coming back tomorrow. Yeah, he's coming back tomorrow.
You know, but Boston and New York play tonight. They play at 7:30. But also, they wearing Brunson out, man. Like you say, he has an amazing season, but he's been putting the whole team on his back, man, and they don't give him the respect. The refs don't give him the respect as he should because he goes in there where the records are bad and they be killing him, and he barely gets a foul as he should. And Anthony Edwards the same way. But let Embiid go to the hole anything. You can blow on him. He's getting the call. He's going to the line at least about 15 times.
You can't blow on LeBron, or they call it a foul. You are absolutely right. We see these referees have their favorite. They have the guys that don't even touch his jersey, man. Don't touch his jersey, or we're calling the foul. And I'm sick of seeing that year in and year out in the NBA.
But you know what, Kel? What's so crazy, though, you know, we haven't really mentioned about the Clippers because they really skeptical, man. They kind of, like, fell off the radar, man. It's like, I don't know what it is with them. You know, maybe healthy. People can't stay healthy or whatever, or they just having them not play because of the, playoff. But, Harden didn't play the other day. Westbrook had to take over and stuff. But they ain't nobody talking about them like they was at some point in the season. You know, so.
Yeah, they got a lot of old bones on that team. So you just look at them like, okay, that stretch they had earlier in the season, was that real? Or, you know, did they just, you know, have a nice little run? We're going to see, though, because, you know the argument is, well, you know, we just need to get to the playoffs. We're just trying to get there healthy. So if they get all four of those guys healthy and the playoffs start, you know, they're a tough out. But, come on, man, we're talking about some really injury-plagued guys over the course of their careers. Kawhi, PG, and Harden, we're expecting all of them to be healthy. So, you know, the Clippers, they're an interesting piece, man.
Yes, that's true.
Hey, how about the Mavericks?
Did you say my Mavericks? You talking about the champions, the 2024 NBA champion Dallas Mavericks?
Oh,
let's go.
Yes, sir.
Kyrie show, baby. We about to do it.
Luka hold that ball too much, and he don't play defense. He complain too much. You better stop complaining and get back on defense, you know, and stuff. And so, and also, you know,
it would be so much more likable if he did. If he stopped complaining so much and played defense, he would be so much more likable.
Because he's a ball. He's a boy. He's a ball.
I think if Dallas had a true big man, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, that big man is going to make a difference during the finals. That big
did
man.
Did you see him last night, though? Well, Cleveland, I'm going to tell you, did they line up with that? Okay, they had Gafford in their start and Cleveland coming off the bench. Gafford can't stay healthy neither. He was falling all over the place, and then he hurt his finger also. But, and stuff. And he had something tweaked his, like his hips at one point in the game. It looked like he was just falling all over. So I'm like, man, he needs to stay healthy. But I was looking, I'm like, maybe he should start Cleveland, continue to start Cleveland, and just bring Gafford off the bench. But what they had, they brought Cleveland. He was getting blocks, man, and they got – Cleveland is nice and he can stretch the floor. But with PJ and Gafford in there – And if they stay healthy, man, they can make a good run. But Luka got his, because I've seen a couple of times, man, he come down like shooting four in a row. Okay, you might have hit two, but, dude, you had dude in the corner. You supposed to hit that pass to him, man. And then you had one time Kyrie up top. He just got to hit the jumper. Get a ball up, Luka. We know you the star. It's your team. And y'all still, they talking about that was worried about playing, you know, who go first, who turn this out. Y'all still kind of do that. Because I see Spurs, man, with Kyrie, man, stands there. Because Luka got the ball. He's dominating. I'm like, man, you know, that's the way. So then Luka go out because he got in foul trouble early, 3 fouls in the first quarter, in the first half and stuff, and Kyrie just took over. You know, so, you know, they just got to figure that out, man. And Luka, like you say, got to play defense to put the plane.
So everything got to go in their favor for them to win. Like, they got to get the perfect matchups. They need some upsets to happen. Like, everything will have to go the right way. They basically got a center by committee. Like, the way we think of running backs, that's what you're going to see with them as far as center. Cleveland going to play some, PJ going to play some, and Gaffer going to play some. They lost the young boy, though, the rookie they had, who was giving them some nice minutes at center. He just is out for the season, so they lost that. But you know, they need a lot of things to go their way, man. But they're gonna be exciting to watch. So I want to see them versus the Clippers.
And with the Clippers are one of those scary play-in teams as well out of the West to me, because and I'm going off of ifs, y'all. I'm going off of ifs. If Paul George and Kawhi and Harden can actually stay healthy and be productive with their team, that, man, the Clippers gonna be a hard out. And then you got Westbrook coming off the bench, and it looks as if he has that second unit playing a better brand of basketball as well. So, I mean, look, the Clippers I hear what you're saying, Nas, about them, but I think that if they are a team that gets that right matchup as well, they can be dangerous, man.
They small, Kel. They're missing a big man. Hold on, real quick. Hold on, Will. Hold your.
Go ahead. The question is, Paul George, Leonard, and Harden, who you give the ball to in the end of the game, or Russell, who you give the ball to? None of them is clutch at the end of the fourth quarter. To me, Paul George, Russell, he's like 0 for 13 when it comes to, you know, giving the ball to him for game winners.
I'm giving it to Kawhi.
For game winners, that's a problem. Like, yeah, game winners, they don't have a designated guy. But, you know, how many times is that really going to be the circumstance for the game? The real thing is, in the fourth quarter, can you have quality possessions? And the answer to that is yes. They'll get quality possessions and good looks because Kawhi and Paul, you know, they're so much of a matchup problem, period. Fourth quarter, they'll be able to do what they do. Like we saw this a couple years ago against Dallas in those real tight games they played with Dallas where they kind of won at the end, I think, in game 6 or 7. But, yeah, the game winner part, I mean, yeah, it's a problem, but it's not as big of a problem as it is for Boston, who at the end of a game, like last 3 minutes, it just somehow, all of a sudden, they can't execute. The Clippers don't have that problem.
But, see, like I was going to say, Clippers are small, though. They don't have no real big man, true big man, okay? So, and like you say, also, we got to see what Harden going to do in the playoffs and keep and not have no more excuses because he can't have no excuses. He quit on Doc last year. Doc can't do nothing about that. He quit. He talked about he was upset about Murray and all that. So he had issues. So he's never proven himself in the playoffs. So we're going to see what he's going to do. Okay, we know what Kawhi can do. We know what Paul can do when he's on, you know. And but then the pressure ain't gonna be on him because he ain't got, like I say, he ain't got to be the man like that if Kawhi is doing his thing, and if Harden comes through. We know Westbrook gonna give you 110, whether he missed some shots or whatever. But he's gonna rebound for you. He's gonna get steals. He's gonna do all he can. Okay, and so you gotta have that sixth man. He has to come off that bench. I can't think of my boy name. You know him now.
Norman Powell.
Right, exactly. He's the key too. He's got to continue to produce and come off that bench when Harden when they you know bring him in and bring Harden or either Paul George out. You know, so but I go to Kawhi at that end. You know, if his legs are under him. You know, because a couple of last games I've seen him, he was missing short shots. You know, I don't know if it's a wear and tear or whatever, but if like you say, bottom line, the key to any team is being healthy. They small,
right.
You know, they small. They don't have no true center. Dallas didn't upgrade theirs better than they did. So as far as them and Dallas, I think Dallas will get them.
Okay. We shall see. I don't know. I just want for real. I want the bad coach mantra taking off of Doc Rivers. I want that taken off because he's not a bad coach. He's not a bad coach at all. You say what?
I said, I don't even be tripping with it no more. I just play my reason, you know, like I say. I mean, the people act effect. Bottom line, with anything, people have their opinion, you know.
And you're entitled.
You know, and like you say, it wouldn't have happened if Giannis hadn't signed off on it. Trust it, you know. Because as we know, it's a player's league, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is. All right. Any more? Anybody else with another basketball comment? All right.
The Javon Porter thing, I guess that's going to be done pretty soon. We're either going to see this dude get suspended so many games that nobody's ever going to offer him a contract, or they're going to outright ban him, and that should let you know how scared these leagues are of players gambling on themselves. So, you know, that's one aspect. But the other thing is the NBA is finally going to get a return on their investment in the WNBA. You think about what we just saw with that tournament, the players they got coming in, and this might be the right time for some of these players in the NBA to look to start buying those WNBA franchises, which aren't making money now, but when they do, they're going to be so expensive, it's going to be hard to get in. So this is the time.
Hey, good point. You know what? I wonder if LeBron would invest, because I know Kobe would if he was still alive. Rest in peace, KB.
Right.
Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant. You know, I definitely know he would. But I wonder if LeBron would. He's a billionaire now, okay? And so, like you said, I agree, man. Like I say, man, Houston doesn't have a team. They won the first four NBA WNBA championships, okay? With Cooper, Shaw, Swoop, one of the McGee twins. McGraw with the lips, Tina Thompson, you know, indeed. So and a lot of other teams doesn't have any teams anymore. And like I say, to keep the girls from going overseas, man, I think each NBA team should have a WNBA team.
Well, most of the accolades that have been placed on Caitlin Clark, I don't agree with. But I do agree with her becoming a WNBA player and Crystal Reese and I forgot the other big girl's name.
Angel Reese. Why do you keep calling her Crystal Reese?
Angel.
Angel Reese.
Well, I told you I used to smoke a lot, man. So, you know, sometimes
it just
goes.
Crystal clear in your mind to you? Clear in your mind.
What'd you say, Kev? She looked like a crystal, though, in the face.
That's what I'm saying. A crystal diamond, huh? Okay.
It's her parents' fault, man. They should have named her Crystal. But Angel Reese. Angel. With these young ladies coming, like Nas said, yes, the WNBA really, truly should get a good return on their investment. Let's just hope that they market these young girls like they need to. Let's just hope that they really get behind them with good money. Don't half-ass them, you know. Get behind them with some good money. We saw the NCAA, how it turned out once they got behind these ladies with some money, serious money finally. So the NBA, hey, man, take a page from the NCAAs, man. Get out there and really support these young ladies, man. Ted said, man, keep our girls at home, man. Keep them from having to go overseas where they get locked up for carrying a little marijuana package. Come on, man.
Vape.
Yeah, a vape pen. Get out of here.
All right, y'all.
So that's something we got to look forward to see exactly what happened. We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-37. And it's NFL Draft Talk when we come back, all right?
Al, Paris.
What's up, man?
What's the story with that Darien Connecticut thing?
You know, I ain't going to be able to make it to the promotion. I'm not going to make it to the promotion.
Ooh. You know, Darien Connecticut, you're very big in the malls out there. Come on, man.
I'm going to a party around the way. I'm not trying to hear all that, man. Yo, check us out here.
Who just rap, It wasn't about the block. It wasn't about calling a woman out of her name. It wasn't about killing and shooting and drug dealing and all that.
Partying.
It was about music. It was about music. And that thing
partying.
Stuck with me. You know, partying.
And it was built.
I'm going to a party, man. Yeah.
Great real quick, Kel, before you go to football, I just want to give an update on the Masters. Scheffler, he's in the clubhouse. He's -6. He shot 66 for the day. He's at 2. Willett -4. He's in the clubhouse. He shot 68. Number 4 is Homer. He's on the 9th green, and he's at -3. And Fox is at -3, but he's in the clubhouse. Woods is at -1 now. He's 16.
And nobody caught the jumbo yet. No one caught the jumbo yet.
He's in the clubhouse. But Sheffield right on his tail. You know what he can do.
Yeah. Round 2.
We gonna see. And Kel, if I could, before you move on to football, if Shaq, could anybody compare Bobo to Wembanyama again? Smack him in the back of the head. And to those people who told us that Shaq should be the rookie of the year, now that y'all done seen a full year of Wemby, I just got to say, I seen some things in my day. Mike's rookie year all the way to LeBron. I ain't never seen nothing like this boy, Wembanyama. Shout out to him. Yeah. He looks like a one of one and an all-time great. If healthy, ain't no telling what that boy can do.
Man, it looks like he's playing nerf ball. It looks like before the nerf ball came out, when we used to put hangers, coat hangers on the back of our doors, you know what I mean, bend it on up and stuff and play with a sock, okay? Man, he just don't look like he be jumping on some of them, man. He just, you know, it's ridiculous. Like you say, the future is his, man. I just can't wait till he get a little bit more size and get a nice guard that can know how to pass it to him. You know what I mean? Because just throw it up. Ain't no way he can't get it. Phenomenal.
Do you guys think that this draft is a make or break choice for the Giants general manager, Joe Schoen? That's just how you pronounce his name.
He's been broke.
You think
he's been gone?
Okay.
Well, not yet, because you still got to blame a lot of that stuff on the man who was there before him. What's my man's name? Was in Carolina first. Then went to the Giants. So he takes a lot of blame for this because he did the extension with Jones and he drafted Saquon. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this is his work. So the new guy, he's trying to clean out things and figure out a way to get a new quarterback and get rid of Daniel Jones before they got to pay him $40 million next year.
Yeah. How about that?
And they did Saquon wrong, man. Totally. And they try to blame Saquon for leaving. Man, you know, I would have left too. He said he wanted to play he wanted to stay, you know, be his only team. But y'all gonna franchise him? Don't want to give him his money. He made Daniel Jones. He carried that team, man. He played through injury.
I was listening to Speak the other day. And I'm serious, y'all. The more I hear Shady McCoy talk, the more disgusted I am with him. He comes out to Saquon Barkley and says, "Where is your commitment to the team?" Bruh, first of all, no NFL team at all, even my team, Washington, are committed to these players, man. They're not committed at all to these players. These players
don't want to play for you.
Yeah, exactly. case in point, Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. Come on, man. That man
Well, let's say the running backs, you know, like you said with Shady. He was playing at a different time when they was paying running backs that money. Now they're just trying to devoid out the running backs, you know, make them less important to the team, you know. And it's all about the quarterback and the receivers now. But we know, like you say, Shady, because he played for one team. No, he didn't play for one team either. So what the hell are he talking about?
Mm-mm.
You know?
No,
what
he
are you talking about?
He played for Philly and Kansas City. Won the Super Bowl in Kansas City doing nothing whatsoever.
Shady didn't win the Super Bowl. No, he won it. Yeah. He won it. Not with Kansas City.
Yeah, he won one Super Bowl with Kansas City under Bienemy. Yeah, and he does not like Bienemy because Bienemy benched him.
Well, that's so crazy because I don't even remember him winning one with them and being on their team.
Exactly. 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 You don't even remember him being on the roster.
I'm not even sure if he dressed for the Super Bowl. I'm not even sure if he had a jersey on that night. But, yeah, remember, their running backs got hurt, so they signed every old inactive guy. They had Lev Bell and him on the squad. They was trying hard to find a running back there at the end.
And he's so arrogant, like he did something, because he was Philly's leading rusher. What kind of running back did Philly have, you know, for to compare it to? Okay, so dude, get out of miss me with what you be talking about, the arrogant self, man. You know, I understand about confidence and this and that in yourself, but he's just totally, oh, man, please. Like you say,
I say there are certain words that should never be said in sports, especially football, because these owners make billions of dollars every year, even during the offseason. And they're constantly finding another way for us to watch. This year, the opening game, well, not the opening game, the second game of the season is going to be played over in Europe. So they're constantly finding ways and gathering new eyeballs to the sport, but you want to finagle and haggle back and forth with a guy that the people are watching. That's crazy.
Well, our tone, our skin tone, let's keep it real. You know, they make us go to, like you say, what they did to Lamar Jackson. But all them other quarterbacks, it was no problem, you know. And the running backs, you know, they pay McCaffrey, you know. And you talk, this man said he wanted to play for the Giants, but you think I'm going to be franchised again? And then I don't see us doing anything, but yet you pay Daniels all that money. No, Jones, whoever that boy you paid money, all that money to.
Jones.
Yeah, you can't even get no help. You know, for me. Then you don't want to pay me? No? And I'm the workhorse? Please.
Yeah. Come on in here, big boy. I see you. Come on.
What's up? Hey, boy, what's happening, bro?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, everybody? We talking about...
We just talking about the NFL. Period. Any NFL subject.
Okay, yeah. Well, if I heard something today, they talking about the Commanders trading this McLaurin. McLaurin.
Oh, Terry McLaurin. Yeah, I mean, listen. I'm not mad at that. This Commanders team is rebuilding, man. Let's keep it 100. We're rebuilding. McLaurin is a product that's ready to go. He's ready to go. Take him off the shelf. Because that's all we're doing, going through, no, we're going to go with this quarterback. No, we're going to try this one. No, we're going to try this one. Let that man go somewhere where his career can flourish. I love to see him a champion. Love it even more to see him a champion with Washington. But I'm keeping it real. Washington's going to have a good team next year. Washington will have a good team next year. But, they're not going to the championship. And if they do, I'll eat my microphone. But because I know they're not.
If they pick the right quarterback, they're gone.
Yeah, I'm with you. If they pick the right quarterback, then
don't be like that. Come on now, big boy.
They'll win even more than I think if they pick the right quarterback. They'll win even more than I think.
Last season, we lost a total of six games within 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
That can turn
But is that because y'all were a good team, or was that because y'all had to try to slow the game down and win in any way that you could and, you know, try to win on the margin? That ain't necessarily a precursor that you're a great team. So, you know,
I'm saying if they lost six games within 3 points, that's a field goal.
Right.
They can raise even winning games. You add 4 wins plus the 6 wins under 3. We talk about a 10-17 that year.
I get what you're saying, big boy, but even with all of that, only losing those games by 3 narrow points, I'm cool. I understand what you're saying about that. But I'm not ready to put all faith into a rookie quarterback to win a championship, to win all of their playoff games, his playoff games, and win a championship.
Right.
I'm just not that's a whole
Daniel,
lot.
Matter of fact, Big Boy, if you feel that way, don't argue with nobody about it. Matter of fact, don't tell nobody. Don't put $100 down at the sports book. Man, you're going to win about $10,000. The odds of y'all so much in your favor, don't win that money, man. Don't tell nobody.
You know what, Nas?
It's easy money.
You know what, Nas? Hey,
I'm
go ahead, big boy.
I'm going to put the
back. I am, too.
Based on the second pick, based on the quarterback that they take.
You wasn't here Tuesday. Chris said that there's a rumor that we're going to trade.
Big Boy was here Tuesday.
Okay. Well, there's a rumor out there that we're going to trade that second pick. What then?
There's rumors out there.
Yeah, Washington doing what they're supposed to. They doing their due diligence. They said we're going to see what the value of this pick is. They saw Stephon Diggs get moved for a second, so they said, okay, let's see what McLaurin's value is. They're exploring all options. That's what they're supposed to be doing right now. Like Kel said, this is how you do a rebuild right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm like Kel, though, like you say, you know, big boy, you lost those 3 by field goal, whatever. So that's 3 more wins, so that's 9. You're going to get 1 more. Oh, that's 10, okay? So that's 10-7. But like you said, you got a rookie quarterback. Let's make the playoff first. Don't be like Dallas, because I don't think we're going to win a championship neither. But thank you, Nas. I'm going to put $100 on that, you know, on the bed. You know, I'm going to do that long shot, Jack. What the heck? But I think we're going to make the playoffs.
I would ride with the defense. And we get a couple more edge rushes?
How would that make sense? But with the brain trust you got right now, you don't plan on being in the lottery multiple drafts. So while you're here, and the quarterbacks that are on the board got high value, to me, I say you take one of them. But if you don't, and you take a haul of picks from them folks, yeah, you build that thing any way you want. You get all the edge rushers and all the other stuff you need long term. But man, it's hard to get in that number two position when it's quarterbacks that you like in the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But because of the rumor of trading that pick, I'm asking, how much do they really like these quarterbacks? How much are they really liking these quarterbacks? And every time, I will say the majority of the time, Daniels is the one whose name is brought up in connection with Washington. I will say that.
Yeah.
But I've also heard, what's the boy name? McGuthrie, whatever his name is. I think
McCarthy.
J.J.
McCarthy, game manager.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yes.
And he's good.
And I've heard
he'll be
great. I've heard Drake May as well.
And look,
with all being said, man, I think if they trade the pick, it's a good move. If they pick one of these young quarterbacks, it's a good move. But I said on Tuesday, Detroit is offering some good payback for that number two pick. And that's something that, as a GM, I would have to take in serious consideration because, yes, I made moves in free agency, and I got this guy and that guy in free agency, but those are older guys. And through free agency, we've only given one player a 3-year deal, and that's that the safety. I can't remember that man's name, but anyway, that was the only player we offered more than 1 year. Everybody else received a 1-year deal from us. So go and get more. If you have an opportunity to get more, give yourself some momentum and get more. Don't play around. Don't joke. Don't mess around with this. Go and get more, man. That's one thing that Washington needs over everything else. More. More. We need young players that we can train up and develop a culture. We have no culture. Picking a high quarterback in the draft, that does nothing for our culture because no one knows who this quarterback is.
It's starting a new one. It's starting a new one, though, right? A fresh start?
Not really. Not. It depends on how that quarterback plays. It depends on how that quarterback plays. Then yes, you can start a new culture with winning. Yes,
but I think JJ McCarthy will be that quarterback because like he throws with pinpoint. He know how to get the running back. To get the yards after catch. A game ain't nothing wrong with a game manager. And he's perfect for our offense.
Draft him at number two overall.
Right. What's the name of Finagle that? Harbaugh will Finagle that, man.
If we don't get him, Harbaugh can get him with San Diego.
Let him have him. Let him overdraft McCarthy. If you're going to take a quarterback, you draft his ceiling. You want somebody who could be a superstar. If somebody can't be a superstar or just a game manager, then trade back and get those picks. But at number two overall, man, you can't bring back no game manager. You need a game changer at number two overall.
Trade
that
game
changer. You ain't getting one.
That's why Big Boy won't bang.
You could be a superstar, have all the passes, but the W's what I'm looking at. When you beat Alabama and you beat your
Osvaldo, Ohio State. That's what I'm looking at.
But you got to look at their defense too.
He did a good job handing that ball off. He did a good job.
Right. Exactly. It ain't like he threw so much, you know. And like you say, he was a game manager. They had a great. They had a good defense, and they had a good running game, man. You know, and what have you. So in some games, like you say, because I was just watching Riddick, man, and he gives you the real deal on quarterbacks, you know. And he said, man, he, you know, they, like you say, don't pick him. He's overrated. He's getting overrated, you know, and stuff. And I don't know if he's trying to pump him up.
We do this every year. Every year, we get the top quarterback, and then we get one guy who we push up the board and say he's just as good as the other one. And then a few years later, we act like we forgot when that dude is holding the clipboard.
Wait. Let's go back to Manziel, Tebow. Let's go. Well, Baker, he's trying to redeem himself. You know, the dumb Bears pick. We picked what's that boy? We picked instead of Patrick Mahomes and them, Trubisky. You know, you're right, man. You know. They get Parsons, they have a good college career, but real quick, they have a good college career, but does it translate to the pros?
Quarterbacks that you're talking about, all the general managers were going off the eye test. They were going off of the eye test. No one's going off the eye test anymore. And that's why a lot of guys we're looking at and saying, oh, well, he should do this and he should do that. Your eyes are telling you that.
Kale, I got the draft class right here. 2022, first round, Kenny Pickett. Quarterback taken, Desmond Ridder. Third quarterback taken, Malik Willis. Fourth, Matt Corral. Fifth, Bailey Zappi. And the next, Sam Howell. That's 2022. Those are the quarterbacks that were taken. Now, the 49ers got Brock Purdy in the seventh as the last pick. But you look at the rest of that quarterback class who people during draft talk season had talked up the board. And now all of those teams have gotten off of those guys. None of those guys are starting anywhere. They're all backups. So that's just 2022.
Like
2019,
you got
Kyler Murray, and then everybody else. You got Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace, Drew Lock, Will Greer, Ryan Finley, Jared Stitt. You see what I'm saying?
Will
we do this
Greer.
Every year.
I ain't heard that name.
Right, and I hear what you're saying, Phil, as far as the eye test, but they also go by, you know, they had to go by the how they played in college. And like I say, does it translate to the pros? They fast in the pros, you know what I'm saying? And you got guys that's coming at you, man, and it's different than college. You know, so, can that quarterback stand in that pocket and be able to throw? Can he evade and, you know, and elude and stuff? Can he run and take off, you know, and stuff? So, and I say only a few of them up there at the top can, I think, can do it. Caleb Williams, I'm hoping he have a great one. You know, he has the talent, you know, Patrick Mahomes, as I told you. You got Daniel has a bazooka. You had Drake Mays has a bazooka, you know. Daniels is very accurate. He won the Heisman.
But Caleb, I think Caleb is one of those guys who Nas is talking about. They talked him up and talked him up. Yes, he did good. I'm not saying he didn't have good games or great performances. But what I am saying is when the lights got bright, he dimmed out. When they're playing
You remember what Chris said, you know, about how he, you know, didn't want to get hurt. He won a Heisman the year before. He was planning not to get hurt, you know. He knew he was going to the pros, you know, possibly getting picked number one or whatever and stuff. But like you say, he planned not to get hurt. He didn't do so good this past year.
And he's playing on a bad team with an offensive scheme that just put up points and a defense that couldn't stop anybody. So every game was a shootout. So, you know, there's a lot. But hold on, I got 2021 here. You got Trevor Lawrence, Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. these quarterback classes, when it all plays out a couple of years later, that's when people start to look back and say, wait a minute, there was only one or two quarterbacks in each of these classes, and we pump up everybody.
Trevor Lawrence is the only one that can recognize on that list.
It's like if you don't do like Patrick Mahomes and win after, you know, within 2 years or whatever, it's kind of like, hey, you might be shipped off, you know, because they don't want to pay you after that rookie salary is up, you know, after 3 years for sure.
Yeah. But I'm with Kale, though. There's more questions about these guys than people are letting on. They're making it seem like Caleb and Jaden and some of these guys are sure things, when it's like, I'm not so sure. I think Caleb is the best, but we'll see. But I'm not so sure these are guys who are going to play as good as C.J. Stroud last year. Like, I don't see anything like that happening.
He ain't going to be happy in Chicago. We don't want to go to Chicago.
Man,
we don't even want to go to
We got weapons for him, man.
DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, ain't no excuses about weapons. He got what he needs. He just got to produce it.
Well, we try to fortify our defense.
I'm looking at the running back.
We're going to get
the
that.
The running back takes as much attention off the quarterback as the quarterback takes off of the running back. So my question is, who's the running back?
Swift and what's the guy name? What's the other running back they had last year? What's the other
guy?
I
can't think his name.
Hendon or whatever?
I know you're talking about. But we're going to be decent, man. I'm telling you. We got good defense coming back. Right. We got defense coming back. You know, we got guys from Washington. We're going to be okay, man.
Oh, yeah, defense ain't going to be no problem with Martez Sweat. What about y'all offensive line? I'm going to protect Caleb Williams. And then the weather factor. Him coming from Southern California going up to Chicago, would he be able to handle that weather? These are things we need to play about.
Yeah, you got to think about that. You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding about that, bro. That's why I say you need a dome. But my
you
man was talking about... My brother-in-law was talking about, they talking about putting the stadium and putting the dome on the stadium.
They should.
Yeah, I heard that too. They're going to build the social field, right?
No, somewhere off about, it's a place called Lawrence Fishery. That's by the water also and stuff. And they talking about building also the whole complex for Sox. Because the Sox won a new field also. So Reinsdorf tried to, you know, give his last hurrah and go out and build him some. You know how they do and stuff. And then they trying to build a complex like Washington.
He's going to double dip in that tax money.
You know what it is. You know what it is, bro. And, you know, they try to build like a complex like they try, you know, we're talking about in Washington. Let me ask you guys a question.
I was watching Undisputed. Yeah, I was watching it yesterday. And they're talking, should Dallas be in the market for a new quarterback? Should they go ahead and just let Dak do what Dak do this season, but go after somebody new next year? Now, you got Dak's brother talking to anybody that'll listen to him about how the Cowboys aren't doing his brother right, and his brother should take his skills and run while he can, and all of that. So do you guys think the Cowboys need to just allow Dak to play this season, his last season, and do not sign him to the long-term contract?
Man, that all depends on Trey Lance, Kel. It's Trey Lance development and ability to replace that. If next year, if they end in a typical Cowboy way where the season has, you know, the dramatic playoff loss, and they got to, you know, start over again. If Trey Lance is ready to go, they'll let Dak get out of there. But as we ain't seen nothing from Trey Lance yet to make you think that's possible. So if not, Jerry gonna talk all this junk and still end up having to pay Dak again. That's what's more likely to happen.
We know
when a player is playing for money, he plays with a different mindset. He plays with a completely different mindset when he's playing for money. So,
he was playing for money this year, wasn't he? Because every year you still got to produce to try to play for that next contract. So he was playing for money for this year.
He was comfortable this year.
Well, he got so comfortable, they lost. And so that's why everything is in jeopardy for him. So, like you said, I agree. I'm tired of – you fell right into this data thing because you watched that show, man. That's all they talk about. They talked about Michael Parsons. They talked about Zeke coming back. They just got to say how they stuff in the media be irrelevant. They ain't won nothing, man. No playoff games, no nothing. And they're supposed to be America's team.
What did I say?
They haven't won one. I know they got there, but they ain't won nothing. They supposed to win all the stuff they was talking. Okay? That's all I'm saying. And so, I agree with you, Niles, like you say. If that doesn't produce, you know, then Jerry ain't going to pay him. Whoever that dude is, if he's ready, you know, then that is gone. You know, I agree. Totally. And he should be.
Kirby, what? Come on, Kirby. Get in here before we got to go. Come on. What do you think? To Dallas, go ahead and extend Dak or just let him go?
I don't know. I got to chew on that. I got to think about that one. But, I just had my urine analysis, and it had an olive in it, and my blood type was 80 proof. So I'm in good shape.
80 proof.
Hey,
Can I
say this? Well, that Prescott, he has been healthy throughout the season. Remember, he was injured to a point we didn't even know whether he was going to return. He played all 17 games, including the playoffs, although he lost, you know, expectations. But one more year, if he can't do nothing, well, I transfer him somewhere else after that. But I give him a chance this year.
That's fair. Because remember how they went out last year. That they were terrible or everybody had a bad game and it wasn't in sync. The issue was Green Bay showed up for a shootout, and Dak didn't start really going to the second half when they was behind by 2 months. And at that point, you got to question, you know, if you're a franchise quarterback like that, when it's like, dude, if we need you to
there was a problem with Lamb.
Like
Lamb was acting up.
Lamb balled out.
The issue was Gallup wasn't good enough as a third receiver. They didn't have another option, so everybody at the end of the season, they just started bracketing and doubling CeeDee Lamb, because what else you going to do? Well, you want to throw it over the middle to the tight end? All right, do that all game and watch as you lose by 20 points.
I'm
so glad we've had this time together.
Come on, 007.
Good to talk to everybody tonight. Hey, look, hope everybody, this hockey night tonight, Buffalo Sabres and the Caps playoff push type thing, right? And I say, good to hear from all of y'all today, and hope to hear from y'all Tuesday.
Yeah.
Great conversation, gentlemen.
great conversation. I'm looking forward to Tuesday when we can talk a little more. I think what I wanted to get into, we're going to talk a little more around the NFL because we've done Chicago and Washington at nauseam. So we're going to take some other teams and look around the NFL and see what's happening and what moves should be made. All right? Hey, listen, thank you guys so much. I appreciate everything that you guys bring to the corner. You guys make it more fun than a headache, and I appreciate that. I truly appreciate that. Brother Ted, 007, Brother Nas, Brother D, Big Boy, my twin, and everybody, man. Thank you guys so much for participating here, giving me that 2 hours that you don't have to, all right? We'll see what happens with this Masters. We'll report on it come Tuesday. Hey, like I say, man, we're all hoping Tiger makes the cut, but, hey, he got to do it. He got to do it, all right? So with that being said, love on your family, man. Love on your family this weekend. Let the people that love you know how much you love them. Talk to you guys Tuesday, Lord willing. And we're going to go out with a little bit of Luda. All right?
Yeah. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor.
Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go by the robots, so they got to wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Outside and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover go. I cast them and I pass them, get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll last them, and if it ain't good then I trash them. While you stash them, I let them free, and they tell me what's their fantasy. Like up on the roof, tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet can just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain, running the when it's hotter, when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? Oh, the sauna, jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. On hay in the middle with a bomb, the rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit, sweep your woman right off of a beat.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Windows up, that's the way you like them. Clogged up, fog alert. Rip the pants and rip the shirt. Make it hurt. In the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown. That's the way. way that I like it. Twerk, sex, jerk, overwork, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade, on the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Off the rope, on the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on hundreds boats. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate make it melt. Whips and chains, handcuffs, little, yeah, with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fame. Horseback and I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my reins. Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the town, to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your fantasy.
Y'all have a blessed, safe weekend.